This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamlin. For this week's radio field trip, we're heading off the mainland and into the Gulf of Maine. As I step onto Appledore Island, the largest of the Isle of Shoals, I am surrounded. Seagulls are everywhere.
So, as we walk around the island today, you'll see this is a gull colony, which is an amazing resource as an educator and a researcher.
Jennifer Seavey is the executive director of the Shoals Marine Lab. It's a research facility run by UNH and Cornell University that's located on the island. And it hosts undergraduate programs for college students from all over the world.
This place is pretty legendary for turning out marine scientists because they come here as undergraduates. We're reaching them at a really pivotal time in their career where they're deciding what they want to do and what they want to focus on. And so this is our island classroom, if you will.
Every summer, the island becomes home to dozens of these students, as well as hundreds of seagulls that migrate to Appledore to breed and nest. Clusters of furry gray chicks scuttle along the trails as Jennifer leads me across the island.
They are, the ambassadors, if you will, of the lab. They are the main noise that you hear out here 24 hours a day.
They never quiet down?
They never quiet down. You hear them all night long, which I think for newcomers can be something you have to get over. For me, I don't even hear them anymore unless there's a particular ruckus.
Life on Appledore revolves around these seabirds. Intern Heiju Rowe is conducting research in one of the many labs on the island.
Parasite ecology is really great here because of all the gulls, believe it or not. So the gulls, when they're flying around pooping, they're introducing these parasites into the environment.
Heiju is overseeing a large tank that takes up half the room. It's filled with hundreds of infected crustaceans. She's a student at the University of Washington, and she's spending her summer researching how these parasites affect the behavior of green crabs.
It's an unconventional summer. I'd much rather be out getting my hands on in the lab or being outside collecting in the intertidal than working in a cubicle.
Hay and other students collect all kinds of specimens from the shore. Jennifer takes me to another lab with tanks that are filled with starfish, oysters, clams, and more.
This is a cool thing. This is a moon snail.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing.
Jennifer carefully picks up the snail from the tank. It's so large, she has to hold it with both hands.
You should put it in your hand because it has the coolest feeling.
She gently places the snail in my open palm.
It feels very slippery, of course.
And you can feel it starting to attach to your, move across your hand.
Yeah. It is moving its foot slowly. It's amazing.
The lab does offer public programs for adults and families. This includes walking tours and lessons on the island's history. In the late 1800s, Appledore was home to a resort and famous poet, Celia Thaxter. The Shoals Lab reconstructed and maintains a replica of Thaxter's garden, where she hosted several prominent writers and artists of the time. Marie Nickerson is the steward of the garden.
Let's get spoiled here.
I'm very spoiled.
Flowers of all different colors fill its beds. My favorites are the yellow hollyhocks towering feet above me.
How many people get to work within 250 feet of the high tide mark all day in a garden? And then in the spring and the fall, I have so many migratory birds coming through here, and you just never know what you're going to see and hear. You take in every minute.
It is beautiful.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos and video of our visit to Appledore Island. And while you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love for you to show us your favorite spot in New Hampshire. And tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear our next radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.